Donald Trump's big win last night and the fact that the head of the Republican National Committee is now calling him the presumptive nominee has left some wondering, how did we get here? How did someone who is despised by so many in the Republican Party, someone who has never held elective office, end up as the standard bearer for the party? Well, let's go back to the archives.
We need somebody that can take the brand of the United States and make it great again. It's not great again.
That sound from Trump's announcement of his candidacy on June 16th of last year. His Make America Great Again slogan was somewhat overshadowed, though, by these comments he made about Mexicans during the announcement.
They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people.
Those comments were rejected by some of his fellow Republican candidates, including Jeb Bush, who said they don't represent the values of the Republican Party, and Marco Rubio, who called them offensive and divisive. But Ted Cruz told Meet the Press that he saluted Donald Trump for focusing on the need to address illegal immigration, and Rick Santorum praised Trump for focusing on that issue. At the first Republican debate in August, the focus turned to Trump's past comments about women. Here's Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly.
One of the things people love about you is you speak your mind and you don't use a politician's filter. However, that is not without its downsides, in particular when it comes to women. You've called women you don't like fat pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals. Your Twitter account
only
is
Rosie
several...
O'Donnell.
No, it wasn't.
A few months later, the nation's attention turned to terrorism after the Paris attacks in November and the San Bernardino attack in early December. Trump responded with this idea.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on.
The new Republican Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, responded.
Normally, I do not comment on what's going on in the presidential election. I will take an exception today. This is not conservatism. What was proposed yesterday is not what this party stands for. And more importantly, it's not what this country stands for.
When Ryan was asked if he'd support Trump if he becomes the nominee, Ryan said he would support whomever the Republican nominee is. Senator Lindsey Graham, who was running against Trump at the time, spoke with us just days later.
Well, I think if Mr. Trump becomes our nominee, we'll get creamed because he's creating problems in two areas that are fatal to the Republican Party. We've gone from 44% of the Hispanic vote to 27%. I think what Mr. Trump is saying about illegal immigration is throwing gasoline on a fire with Hispanics. And I think the way he approaches problem solving and his tone and his brashness is sort of going to drive young people away.
Graham dropped out of the race shortly after our interview with him. Fast forward to February 1st and the Iowa caucuses, which Trump lost to Ted Cruz.
We finished second, and I want to tell you something. I'm just honored. I'm really honored.
But a week later, Trump triumphed in New Hampshire and then moved on to South Carolina. We caught up with former South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford right before the primary there. He was supporting Ted Cruz, but I asked him why Trump was doing so well.
I can't figure it out, other than to say that people's frustrations with Washington and how it doesn't work for them, combined with genuine economic angst in terms of people's ability to provide for themselves and those that they love, is really boiling hard.
You could hear that from Joshua Irel, who I met at a Trump rally in rural Walterboro, South Carolina.
They closed down the movie theater and the bowling alley and everything, and I was trying to maybe see if Trump can probably damn put some money up or something and put some bowling alley, a movie theater, and all this together, and that way kids got somewhere to go instead of just walking around the streets, getting bored and trying to figure out stuff to do. And
are you decided for sure, Trump, or are you still thinking about the other candidates?
I want Trump, and the reason I want Trump is because he don't sugarcoat none. He lets you know how it is, what it's going to be, you know.
Trump won South Carolina with 32% of the vote, knocking Jeb Bush out of the race and prompting an establishment GOP revolt in early March led by the party's last presidential nominee, Mitt Romney.
Here's what I know. Donald Trump is a phony, a fraud. His promises are as worthless as a degree from Trump University.
Trump responded the very same day.
Mitt is a failed candidate. He failed. He failed horribly.
Trump, it appears, won that argument. He swept Super Tuesday on March 15th, winning every state except John Kasich's Ohio. That loss could have prevented him from getting the delegates he needed before the convention, but with big victories since then, it now appears he will get there.
And remember this, our theme is very simple. It's make America great again. We will make America great again. We will start winning again. You will be so proud of this country very, very soon. Thank you all. Thank you very much.
Donald Trump last night after his victory in Indiana. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.